Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nazir Daf Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will begin at the Mishnah that you find at the lower part of Daf Hey, Omid Aleph, 9 lines from the bottom. As we begin today's shiur, it appears that even though we are learning in the Daf Yomi context, we might very well end up covering not only Daf Hey, but Daf Vav as well. As you will see, it's one continuous topic, and it would not serve us well to break it up in the middle. The topic heading that you find on the side, we also indicate this goes until Daf Vav Amid Beis, Stam Nezirus Shloishim Yom. We speak about the length of a Nezirus period of being 30 days. Mahu HaMokar L'minyan Zeh. What is the source for that number 30? And we'll see a machlokis Rav Matona and Bar Pada on this issue. In fact, you will notice in the Gemara that Rav Matona, who is an Amora alongside Bar Pada, Rav Matona holds that Nezirus is basically 30 days. Bar Pada holds that Nezirus is 29 days. And as far as the number 30 is concerned, so on the 30th day, once he's completed his Nezirus, he will then on the 30th day take the Nezirus haircut and bring the Nazir sacrifices. But in terms of how many days must be observed, so according to Bar Pada, 29 days are to be observed in terms of wine abstention and avoidance of the defilement to the dead. Now, the Mishnah. Stam Nezirus Shloshim Yom. Nezirus that one accepts upon himself in an unqualified fashion without stating how many days he wants to observe it, just saying, I want to be a Nazir, that obligates him to a 30-day period. Minohani Mili, the Gemara asks, what's the source for this? Omar Rav Matona, Omar Kro, Kodosh Ye. The Pasuk is found in the Parsha dealing with Nezirus, and the word Ye, Begematria Tvasin Havu. The numerical value of the word Ye is 30, because a Yud represents 10, and a He represents 5. And that would be 15, and you see that again in the word. So 2 times 15 is 30. Bar Pada Amar Keneged Nazir Nizro. Bar Pada says that the length of Nazirus is determined by the number of times the word Nazir or variations thereon appear in the Parsha, in the section of the Torah dealing with Nazirus. So he says that it's determined by the number of Nazir Nizro Hamurim B'Torah, and it turns out there's Lamed Choser Achas, 30 minus 1, meaning 29 times that word appears. And you'll find, if you look in the Rashi commentary, he lists them off. The Gemara continues, V'Rav Matona Nami Neilaf Minozir Nizro. Rav Matona, why does he not learn from the multiple appearances of that word? Omar Loch, Rav Matono answers, Hahu Lidrosha. The seeming extra element of the words, the extra appearance of the words, is for a separate drosha purpose, a separate Torah revelation. And here we have examples. Miayin v'shecher yozir. Now we've dashed underlined the word yozir because this is one of the words that Bar Pata would have counted. And Rav Matana says we learn from this pasuk lesor yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. This is a topic we've learned before, that one who accepts upon himself nazirus, he thereby prohibits himself from drinking wine that would otherwise be obligatory. Just like optional wine is prohibited. We're not going to review that entire topic. We had that in our recent shir on Daf Gimel. Another drasha, ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir. Here you see twice the appearance of the word nazirus, and we've dashed underline it. Melamed, so this teaches, Rav Matana tells us that this teaches, it reveals, Melamed shanazirus chola al nazirus. That if one had accepted upon himself nazirus, Rashi gives an example, the second line from the bottom, Shimoma hareini nazir im ochal kikorzu. If a person said, for example, I will be a nazir if I eat this loaf. V'chozer v'ma hareini nazir im ochal kikorzu. And he repeated that again, I will be a nazir if I eat this loaf. V'ochla, and then he ate the loaf. Moina shtei nazirus. He has to observe two nazirus periods. The afal gav, the kikorechalahu, even though the subject of his vow was one loaf, chola nazirus al nazirus. A second nazirus period can set in upon the first nazirus. V'kevan dahani osu l'drosha v'lo l'minyona. And here you have the main point of Rav Matana, and that is that since these words, we accounted just now for three nazir words, they are not for number purposes. They're not for additional days. They are for revealing other Torah laws, just like we saw the lesser yain mitzvahkan rishus or nazirus chalal nazirus. Achrini nami lav l'minyona osu. The other multiple appearances of the word nazirus likewise are not there for length determination purposes. We continue on the top of Omid Beis. Ubar Pada Omar Loch. Bar Pada responds and he says, he acknowledges that some of these nozir words are for certain legal revelations. However, leko chad minhon delav lidrosha, it's, you can't deny that there is at least one of them that is not for drosha purposes, and therefore elo me dahu liminyona kulunami liminyona, just like that one is for number purposes. The number person meaning the length of the nazirus. So to all of the multiple appearances of that word are for nazirus length purposes. The Tosfos Hoil, the third Tosfos you see here on the page, he says Hoil v'iko chad minayu delav l'drosha. Oh, echad o asor v'lav dafka chad. When the Gemara says that it's that it's impossible that one of them is not for drosha purposes, it doesn't mean literally one is for non-drosha. There might be 10 of them that are for non-drosha purposes as well. So as Tosfos says, "V'lav dafka chad midahu l'minyana, kulu l'minyana, unehi diika behu drosha mikomokomosu l'minyana." Even though, as we indicated before, Bar Pada acknowledges that some of them are for drosha purposes, but since we see this repeat effect, that many of the words are not for drosha purposes, not for revelation, legal revelation purposes, but rather for number purposes, length of nazirus, so all of them fall into that category as well. What's interesting then is the fact that, according to Bar Pada, then some of these words will actually have a dual purpose, for minyan and for the legal relations. In the meantime, we have encountered, we've seen the machlokes Bar Pada and Rav Matana, the length of nazirus when accepted in an unqualified fashion. Is it 30 days or 29 days that need to be observed as days of, let's say, wine abstention? As we go on in the Gemara, we have a triangle marking scheme. As you scan ahead, you'll notice the triangles appear in alternating directions. On the side, we have our mivne, our structural note, and here we indicate that this discussion continues till Davov Amid Beis, and hence at the beginning of our shir we noted that we're going to be spilling over the standard Daf Yomi quota, including Davov in today's shir. The triangles are explained on the side of Ma'akav, an attempt to keep track. These are Kushios and Amiros. You see different questions and statements with the point facing up. It basically is a direction of the Gemara that's Letoivas Rav Matana. It would favor Rav Matana's cause, if you will. And in some cases, you'll see explicit references to 30 days of Nazirus, not 29. And in other instances, it's simply part of the Gemara flow that would be favorable for Rav Matana. And the inverted triangle is Letoivas Bar Pada, would support Bar Pada, or be advantageous for Bar Pada's approach. You'll notice the use of a double underline because we have a repeat phenomenon throughout this Gemara of sources brought in, at which point the Gemara says, Bishlamo l'Rav Matana Nicha, where initially it seems that it's, let's say, more reasonable, more likely to accept Rav Matana's point of view. But as we said, this is going to end up as a major back and forth discussion. The Gemara, third line from the top, Tanan, Stam Nazirus Shloshimim, our Mishnah, an unqualified Nazirus period is 30 days. Bishlamo Rav Matana Nicha, that works out very well for Rav Matana, who said that Nazirus, by virtue of the Gematria Yihyeh, equaling 30, so the Mishnah says, like Rav Matana, Nazirus is 30 days. Elala Ra Bar Pada Kashya. The Mishnah would seem to present a difficulty for Bar Pada. Omar Loch Bar Pada. So Bar Pada explains, Aidi Deiko Yam Yoim Talsin De Megaleichu Mevi Korbanoisov. Since on day 30, after he's completed his abstention period, on day 30 there is the Megaleach is the hair removal, the hair cut, body hair removal that is characteristic of the completion of Nazirus. And there's also the bringing of the sacrifices that represent the end of the Nazirus. That is all done on day 30. Mishum hachi tana shloshim. Therefore, the Mishnah didn't hesitate citing 30 as the number of days defining Nazirus. But as far as days of abstention, wine abstention, avoidance of defilement, so Bar Pada tells you that's only 29 days. Tanan, Misha Omar Hareini Nozir, a person who declared, I will be a Nozir, Megaleach Yoim Shloishim Ve'echad. Hair removal, the haircut, is on day 31. So Bishlam Rav Matana Nicha, that would appear to be in support of Rav Matana. Namely, he's taking the haircut on day 31 because day 30 was part of the basic Nazirus observance. Elala Bar Pada Kasha. But according to Bar Pada, what's this haircut on day 31? Omar Loch Bar Pada. Amos Seifa. So Bar Pada says, continue reading the Mishnah, the Tanaic source just cited. Continue reading, and what does it say at the end? Im gilach liyoim shloshim yotza. If he took his haircut on day 30, he has fulfilled his obligations. Oh, now if he's taking his haircut on day 30, that would indicate that the basic Nazirus observance is 29 days. You can't take a haircut in the midst of the Nazirus observance. So then the end of the Mishnah, the Seifa, which indicates haircut on day 30 as being acceptable, that would actually support Bar Pada. Elo Seifa Misayeh Alei. The end of the Mishnah that we just cited will support Bar Pada. Reisha, as far as the Reisha issue is concerned, which seemed to be a little uncomfortable for Bar Pada, he explains, Nase Keoimer Shleimim. It's as if he said, I want to be a Nazir for 30 full days. So if a person had actually said, I want to be a Nazir for 30 full days, so even Bar Pada acknowledges you've got to observe 30 days, and hence the haircut will be on day 31. Let's take a look at the Rashi. On the upper part of the narrow lines, Nasikoyim Shloshim Yoim Shleimim. In the citation we had, a person who said, Hareini Nozir, it's as if he said, I want to be a Nozir for 30 full days. As a first choice, the Mishnah tells you, take your haircut on day 31, and Bar Pada has no problem with that. V'kevon de lo omar behedya shleimim, and since he didn't say explicitly shleimim, so in gilach liyom shloshim yotza, shleimim means complete. And he didn't say, I want to be 30 complete days in Nazir. But since, if he would have said that, he would have had to take the haircut on day 31. Therefore, even if he doesn't say so explicitly, we recommend that as a first choice, take your haircut on day 31, a type of gzeira. A ruling of, let's say, of a defensive type ruling, preemptive measures, so that you don't come to violate a case where you would say shloishim shleimim. However, he didn't actually say it. Therefore, in gilich liyoyim shloishim yotza, if he took his haircut on day 30, it's also okay. The Gemara continues, Ularav Matona Kashya Seifa. Now, we have an inverted triangle here because here we're presenting something difficult for Rav Matona. The Seifa seems to be a problem for him. And if something is a problem for Rav Matona, that would be to the benefit of Bar Pada. So, in the Seifa, we saw haircut being taken on day 30. That's something that Rav Matona couldn't possibly accept. The Gemara answers, and here we are introduced to a major principle. We find this in different areas of halacha, and it's called Kosovar. He holds Mixas Hayom Kikulo, that partial day, partial observance, is as if you observe the entire day. So that when day 30 came, just by observing a few hours, let us say, of wine abstention, so it's considered in your mind's eye as if he observed his 30-day requirement. The balance of the day is now considered afterwards, and you can take the haircut on that day. V'ha tnan hareini nozir shloishim yoim im gilach liyoim shloishim lo yotza. Well, here we have a Tanaic source that says if a person accepted upon himself Nazirus of 30 days, if he takes the haircut on day 30, he has not fulfilled his requirement. He's violated the rules. Well, what about what happened to Mixas Hayom Kikulo? That part of a day is like a whole day. So if he said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, part of day 30, that's enough. And then taking the haircut on the balance of that very same day should be all right. You see that we don't adopt that answer. So that is a problem for Rav Matona. The Gemara answers, Be'oimer Shleimim. In the case that was just cited, it's a case where he had said, I want to be a Nazir for 30 full days. And if you said 30 full days, so then obviously you can't apply the rule of Mixas Hayom Kikulo, which states part of a day is like a full day. Here he accepted 30 full days, excluding the concept of a partial day being counted as a full day. So we have the volley continuing in the Gemara, and now we introduce another Tanaic source, which, if just skim ahead a couple lines, you'll see this will be in favor of Rav Matona, and that's why we have our triangle with the point facing up. Tanan, mi shenozar shtei nazirus, a person who had accepted upon himself two nazirus periods. Megaleches arishoyno yoim shloishim ve'echad. The first haircut for the first Nazirus is to take place on day 31. Vashnia liyoim shishim ve'echad. And the second Nazirus haircut will be on day 61. So now, if you see the first Nazirus haircut is being done on day 31, that would indicate that the first Nazirus period itself is 30 days, not like Bar Pada, and that's why the Gemara says Bishlamo Rav Matona Nicho. This would appear to be favorable to Rav Matona. We take a look at Rashi on the lower part of the wide lines of Rashi, a little more than halfway down. Tanan Mishinozer Shtein is Yus Megalefas Rishon Liyom Shloshim Ve'Echad Rashi Liyom Shishim Ve'Echad. The Lechi Gilach Biyom Shloshim Ve'Echad the Rishona. As soon as on day 31 you take the haircut, La Alter Nichnasa Loi Nazirus Shnia Ba'Oisa Yom Atzmo. So on that day, on day 31, that counts as day 1 for the second Nazirus period. V'nimsa, d'chi megalech nami b'shnia, b'yom shishim ve'echad, koyim le b'yom shloishim ve'echad. And the result of that would be that when you count day 31 as day 1 toward the new Nazirus period, when you get to day 61, you will find yourself in effect, day 31 of that second Nazirus period. So all of that is favorable for Rav Matona's approach. And hence the Gemara says what it does. Now, at this point, we've indicated this would be the end of Daf Hey. So for the Daf Yomi purists, we're now beginning Daf Vov. Elo, the Gemara continues at the top of Daf Vov. Labar Pada Kashya. So here we're at the top of Daf Vav, where the Gemara says that which we just said, the fellow who accepted two Nazirus periods, and the first Nazirus period haircut will be taken on day 31, that's a difficult point for Bar Pada. Omar Loch Bar Pada. Emo Seifo. So Bar Pada says, well, just keep reading in that source, and what do you see? It says, Ve'im gilach es rishoni liyom shloishim, and if he took the haircut for the first Nazirus on day 30, Megalech es hashnia liyom shishim, he'll take the haircut for the second one on day 60. So now, if you notice that the first Nazirus period could have its haircut being done on day 30. That would indicate, then, that the basic Nazirus abstention period is only 29 days. Elo, Seifa, Misayale, the Seifa, the source we just read, supports Bar Pada, and the Resha is... some Girsos have Nase Ke'oimer Shleimim or Be'oimer Shleimim. The Reisha is to be understood where he indicated, I want to have two Nazirus periods, each one of 30 full days. So as we indicated before, that when a person spells out 30 full days, then everyone agrees that the haircut of the first one would have to be on day 31, as we saw in the Reisha. Ularav Matona Kashya Seifa. Is it not then so that the Seifa, the framed source we just read 2-3 lines up, is a difficulty for Rav Matona, because we saw a haircut being taken on day 30 for the first Nazirus? Is that not a problem for Rav Matona? Omar Loch Rav Matona Kidikatoni Seifa. He says, in order to understand that, you understand it as it says in the Seifa the following. Yom Shloishim Oilu Lekanu Lekan. Day 30 counts as day 30 for the first Nazirus, and also counts as day 1 toward the second Nazirus. The Gemara leads us into a question here. Mahi, what is the Seifa then saying according to what we just said? Mixas hayoim kekulo. Is it then in effect telling us that day 30, part of it, the first part, that's counts toward the first Nazirus? And then you take the haircut. You finished observing 30 days. Even part of a day is considered a full day. And then the second part of the day will count toward the second Nazirus. But ha omro chadozimna. This concept of mixas hayom kikulo was already taught in a Tanaic source, as Rav Matona himself explained. You notice we have a little arrow to the left hand side of the Gemara text indicating hey omid beis. If you go back to hey omid beis, you'll see a corresponding arrow where it says vav omid aleph, at which point Rav Matona had said that we see the concept of Mixas Yom Kukulo from another Tanaic source. So now the question is, what do I need two sources within Nazirus to tell me the same thing? So Rav Matone answers, Mahu Detema, had I had just the previous source, Hani Mili Li'inyan Chada Nazirus, I would have thought that this concept of Mixas Hayom Kekulo is applicable when a person had accepted upon himself one Nazirus period. A person accepted upon himself Nazirus, a 30-day period, so on day 30 will be counted as day 30, even if you observe part of the day with the abstention, and the latter part of the day you take the haircut, and nothing follows afterwards. Avol shtei Nazirus lo, but that one day can count both as the final day of the first Nazirus period and the beginning day of the second Nazirus period, that I would not have known. Komash Malon, therefore I need the second source where that information is revealed. Tanan, another Tanaic source, which says, Im gilich yoim shishim choser echod, yatsa, shiyam shloishim oylu loy min haminyan. If a person had taken his haircut on day, the Loshon here is Yom Shishim Choser Echad, means day 59. Translated literally as he took his haircut on day 60 minus 1. So he has fulfilled his requirements, because Yom Shloshim, day 30, and of course we're talking about a person who had accepted upon himself two Nazirus periods. So if he took his haircut on day 59, so he has fulfilled his requirements. Shigayim shloishim oyle loy min haminyan. Day 30 counted also as day 1 toward the second counting. This source, as the Gemara says, Bishlam Rav Matana Nicha, is effective, is comfortable for Rav Matana's position. Elo lebar pado, but according to bar pado, loma li, why does the Mishnah have to talk or spell out so much? Ha'omar shloshim choser echad, according to bar pado, standard procedure is that the first Nazirus is 29 days. His haircut is supposed to be on day 30. The second Nazirus would begin on the second Nazirus then would begin the next day, on day 31, and then a 29-day period would end with the haircut on day 59. In other words, the standard procedure, as far as Bar Pada is concerned, is just that. And there's no need to say if he would have taken the haircut on day 59, as far as Bar Pada is concerned. So the source, as it is, with its, we'll say, lengthy type explanation, which features the concept of day 30, Oyle Loi Mikan Umikan, the day 30 counting as both the end of the first Nazirus period and counting as the first day of the second Nazirus period, all of that explanation is good for Rav Matana, who introduces the concept of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So, as the Gemara said, this source makes more sense for Rav Matana. But as far as Bar Pada is concerned, what's the need for all this explanation? As Rashi says, in the upper part of the narrow lines, Ala Labar Pado, Lomali Lemisna Sheyoim Shloishim Oilo Lemin Aminyan. What is the purpose of the source telling me that day 30 counts toward the number? Hohave Nazirus Mishloishim Choser Echad. The Nazirus of this, we'll say the second Nazirus period, starts on the next day. Meaning, on day 30, which is, as Rashi says, is Shloshim Choser Echad, the first Nazirus was till day 29, and the second Nazirus will begin on day 30, straightforward, without the added explanation of day 30 counting for this one and that one. So the Gemara continues. Omar Loch, Barpada will answer, Ano Nami Aho Samchi. I got my idea, actually, from this very source. Now let's take a look at the Tosfos. Omar Loch Barpada, Ano Nami Aho Samchi, Klomar Mikana Nimedatek. From this very source, I concluded the Meshech Nazirus Chof Tes Yom, that the length of a Nazirus is in fact 29 days of abstention. De Kotoni, De Yom Shloishim Oyle Loi Min HaMinyan. The term day 30 counts toward the number De Mashma. What does that indicate to Bar Pada? De Oyle Loi LeMinyan Achron. Day 30 counts toward the counting of the second Nazirus. As far as Barpada is concerned, day 30 doesn't count toward the credit of the first Nazirus. The Tano is so lenient as to consider day 30 in both directions. That would mean, as far as Barpada is concerned, that day 30 is the day for the haircut of the first Nazirus, which ended on day 29. And on that very same day, he can start counting as day 1 toward his second Nazirus. And that second Nazirus will end on day 58, and the haircut will then be on day 59. So, as we just said, Barpada sees his point in this very source, that a basic Nazirus is 29 days. We continue in the Gemara, Tanan, Mishomar Hareini Nazir. Person who accepted upon himself Nazirus, Nitmo Yoim Shloishim, if he becomes defiled to the dead on day 30, Soyser Asakol. It undoes everything that he counted. In other words, he'll have to start all over again. Bishlam ala Rav Matana Nicha. This source works out very well according to Rav Matana, that the Nazirus is 30 days, and therefore defilement on day 30 is like defilement in the middle of the Nazirus. So he loses credit for the whole Nazirus that he had observed up till that point. The expression you see in Rashi is called, you'll find the term besoich malos. Besoich malos means within the counting of the days needed to complete the Nazirus. And defilement within those days undoes whatever you had counted and observed till that point. Elo la bar pada kashya, but according to bar pada, this source represents a difficulty. Why? Because his defilement on day 30 is actually the day after he completed his Nazirus. So why does the source say he loses credit for everything that he counted? The Gemara continues at the top of Vov Omid Beis. Omar Loch Bar Pada, Emo Seifa. So Bar Pada says, as we've seen already a few times, he says, well, keep reading the Tanaic source, and what do we see in the continuation? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Eino Yisoyser Elo Shiva. A person who became Tomei on day 30, he loses 7 days, which, technically speaking, means he doesn't lose any of his Nazirus counting. He has to observe 7 clean days, 7 days of purification for the defilement to the dead, which all through the Torah, a person who becomes defiled to the dead has to observe 7 clean days, 7 days of non-defilement to the dead, at the end of which he then becomes Tohar. And in this case, we have a Nazir that needs to bring sacrifices, and hence he needs to achieve Tahara. Therefore, 7 days is a required waiting period. Now, the Isal Gedaita Shloshim Bo'inon, if 30 days is the number of days of Nazirus, like Rav Matana claimed, then Nistor Kulhu, why does Rebbe Lezer say he loses only 7 days? He should lose the entire counting. So Rav Matana would answer, Kosova Rebbe Lezer mixes Hayom Kikulo. Rebbe Lezer holds that part of the day is considered like the entire day. Therefore, the Tumah on day 30, part of the day that he observed before the defilement counts toward the completion of the basic 30-day Nazirus. At the point later in the day that he became defiled, that's considered defilement after the Nazirus period. Based on the principle of Mitzvah Hayom Kulu, part of a day is considered a full day. Tanan. Now we have a Tanaic source with this inverted triangle. You can see that we're asking a question on that's not going to be favorable for Rav Matana. Rav Matana's opinion or shita was justified just now with the answer we gave that Reb Lozer holds Mixas Yom Kukul. We're going to challenge that. Tanan, Hareini Nozir Me'al Yom. Person accepts upon himself Nazirus for 100 days. Nitmo Yoim Me'a, if he becomes defiled on day 100, Soiser Es Hakol. He loses all the days. He has to start all over again. Reb Lozer Omer Eino Soiser Elo Shloshim Yoim. You only lose 30 days. And we have to emphasize here, Rebbe Eliezer. V'hi salch gadaitach sova Rebbe Eliezer, mixes a yom kukulo, if Rebbe Eliezer really holds by that principle, so what happened in this case? He became tamei on day 100. So the first part of day 100, he observed in purity with all of the Nazirus restrictions. That should have constituted the end of his 100-day Nazirus. The fact that he became defiled later on the day, that shouldn't affect very much. Nistar Shiva, he should lose 7 days, meaning he has to wait an additional 7 days before he can bring his Nazirus Korbanos, because he has to achieve purification from the defilement to the dead. But the source doesn't say he loses 7. The source says, according to Rebbe Eliezer, he loses 30. The Gemara now raises a question. V'i lo savar mixas hayom kukulo. Well, if he's not going to hold that, then listar kulhu, then why does he lose 30 days? Should he not lose everything? The Gemara responds, li'oilam loy amrinon mixas hayom kukulo. As far as Rabbi Eliezer is concerned, we're not going to say that he holds mixas hayom kekulo. Well, then ihachi listar kulhu. Then, if that's the case, should he not lose everything? He became defiled on day 100, and we're not saying mixas hayom kulhu. Part of the day is considered a whole day. Omar reish lokish hainu taimo de Reb Eliezer. The following is the reason for Reb Eliezer's 30 days. Omar Kro. The pasuk says, "Zois teras hanozir biyoyim melois yemei nizro." That's a pasuk, and the drush is as follows: "Hatoira omra nitma biyoyim melois, if tuma, if defilement takes place on the day of nazirus completion, tain lo teras nazir, then there's a special provision that all he needs to observe is 30 days. Toras Nazir, the rules of standard Nazirus. Lema Kitanoi. Here we're raising a question. It lasts a number of lines, hence you see the long question marking. And the Gemara is asking, can we say that the Machlokas Amoroim Rav Matana and Barpada is actually an earlier Machlokas Tanoim? So let's see the Tanaic source. Ad Melois Hayomim. Shomani, that's a quote from the Pasuk, and Shomani, Miut, Yomim, Shnayim. I see the word Yomim. Yomim is the day, is the word day in plural form, and the minimum of plural form is two. So then should I conclude that a Nozir, which is the topic in which this Pasuk is found, that a Nozir is a two-day affair? In the same context, you see this pasuk that says that the hair growth shall be sanctified. Ein gidul seir pochus mishloishim, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Hair growth Gadel Pera, hair growth is not said to be unless you have 30 days. And the 30 is learned from the numerical value of the word Yiyeh. Kadosh Yiyeh, the numerical value of Yiyeh is 30. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, Nazirus would then be 30 days. Rabbi Yonis and Omer, Einot Tzarech, you don't need this method of concluding the length of Nazirus. Harei Omer, Ad Melois Hayomim. The Pasuk says, until the completion of the days. Eilu Hein Yomim Shetzrichin Lemalos. What are the days that one needs to complete? Hevei Omer Shloshim. Now, this in and of itself is, I think, a bit vague. But if you look in the Tosfos toward the bottom of the page, Shehein Tzrichin Lemalos Hevei Omer Shloshim Klomar. What this means to say is Chodesh. When we speak about days that need completion, what we are really referring to is a month. Why is a month described as something that needs completion? Shepa'omim mishloishim yom u'pomim chaser echad. A month, according to the Jewish lunar / solar calendar, is a period that lasts sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days. This is not the occasion for getting into the technicalities of the month of the length of a lunar cycle, which is approximately 29 and a half days, but for our purposes, a calendar is made of months that tend to alternate between 29 days and 30 days. So a complete month, a full month, is a 30-day month. A month that is not complete is a 29-day month. So Rabbi Yonason is giving his source for the length of Nazirus, this particular pasuk, Ad Melois Hayomim. Now, how long then is Nazirus according to Rabbi Yonason? Let's continue reading in the Gemara. My love, is it not so the following? Rav Matana Demar Rabbi Yoshia. Rav Matana, who said Nazirus is 30 days, that would conform to the Tana Rabbi Yoshia, where it was pretty clear that Nazirus is no less than 30 days. Ubar Pada, Diomar Rabbi Yonason. And Bar Pada, who spoke about a 29-day length for Nazirus, would seem to conform to Rav Yonason, who spoke about Ad Melois Hayomim, a period of time that could be completed. So a month of 29 days could be at times 30 days. So according to Rav Yonason, it would seem that he parallels Bar Pada, or Bar Pada parallels the earlier opinion of Rav Yonason, 29 days. So if this is an accurate presentation, then, as our long question indicates, the machlokes Rav Matana and Bar Pada is actually a machlokes tanoim. Omar loch Rav Matana. Rav Matana responds, Kule almo shloishim bo'inon. As far as Nazirus is concerned, both Rav Yosha and Rav Yonason say 30 days. So why do they seem to have a disagreement? The machlokis between Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonis is not regarding the length of Nazirus, but rather it's how do you conclude from the psukim that Nazirus is 30 days. And that's based on how you learn the word ad. The pasuk we saw in the source said ad melos hayomim. When you say ad means until, does until mean until and including or not? So Rav Yonason, who was comfortable using the word ad melos hayomim to conclude 30 days, it must be that he holds ad means ad up till and including. Rav Yoshia savar ad velo ad b'chal. Rav Yoshia, who had to find another source, could not rely on ad melos hayomim because he holds ad until means until but not including. Therefore, he had to learn from Kaddish Kodosh Yagadel Pera. For Rabbi Yonis, the Savar Ad is V'ad Bichlal, until and including the complete 30 days. Omar Mar. Here we have a quote from that which we just saw. Elu Hein Hayomim Shitzrichim Lamalos. What are the days that could be described as needing completion? Heve Omer Shloshim. That's a reference to 30 days, which constitutes a complete month, a full lunar month. The Gemara asks, and here we have a structural note on the side, the Mivneh, diamonds will begin appearing, and they are Hatzois Chilufios, alternative explanations, Lefarish Elu Yomim Shetzrich Lemaus. When we speak about a unit of time that needs completion, there are alternative possibilities which will be rejected. V'emar Shabbos, maybe it's a reference to a week, as the Tosis at the bottom says, V'emar Shabbos, Shabbos Mimali HaShavua. Saturday, Shabbos day, completes a week. So when the Pasuk speaks about Ad Melois Hayomim, maybe Nazirus is in effect a week being a unit of time that is completed by Shabbos. The Gemara says that can't be the understanding of the Pasuk. Shabbos Miiko Chasirusa. The Tosfos explains at the bottom, Miiko Chasirusa, which translated means, is there any time that it lacks? Hakol Yemei Hashivos Shleimim B'Shabbos. All weeks are equal in length. They are complete 7-day units. When it comes to the months, Yesh Meleim V'Yesh Chaserim, there are some that are lacking. Those are the 29-day months, and those some that are Meleim, that are complete. So when you see the term completion, that indicates you're dealing with some type of entity that could at times be incomplete as well. And that has relevance to months, as we explain, not to weeks. We continue at the top of Daf Zayin. V'eima Shana. When the Pasuk says Ad Melos Yomim, maybe it's a reference to a year. And it's known that a Jewish calendar year is at times 353 days, sometimes 354 days, sometimes 355 days. So that years, also, without getting into technical calculations right now, let's just use that as a given, that there are years whose years do not have a standard length, a fixed standard length to them. The Gemara answers, Mi Moninon Leyomi. When we speak about a year, is a year counted in terms of days? The Tosfos on the second Tosfos from the top says Shona Mimon Moinin Liyomim Bitmiha Chadoshim Atomach Mechashev Lishonim. The unit that is the unit of counting toward a year is a month. We count years, length of years, in terms of how many months are in the year. Now we mentioned just before that there's 353 days, 354, but that's not a function of reckoning the number of days in a year, but rather that's a function of how many days were there per month, and then after you establish the number of days per month, then you add up the months, the lengths of the months, and you get to the length of the year. But the year is not counted as the unit of measure in counting a year is not in terms of days. So the Gemara makes that point by saying on the top line again, Mimoninon Liyomi, do we count years in terms of days? V'ho Rabbonin de Kesri Amri, the Rabbonin of Kesri, Kesri was the name of a place, the Rabbonin of Kesri say, Minayin Shein Moinin Yomim Lishonim. From where do we know that we don't count numbers of days in order to determine how long a year is? Shenema, the Pasuk says, L'chodshei Hashana. Chadoshim Mechashvin Lishonim V'lo Yomim Lishonim. When we calculate the length of a year, we calculate it in terms of the number of months that are in the year. It is true, as we said before, when you're dealing with the with a unit of time known as a month is counted in terms of days. How many days are in any given month? So the pasuk by Nozir spoke about ad melois hayomim. So you're dealing with a unit of time that at sometimes is lacking, at sometimes is complete. We say lacking, it's a term only relatively speaking. 30 days being a complete month, 29-day month being a less than 30-day month. We'll call it, out of convenience, an incomplete month. So that Nazirus is determined by a unit of time known as a month, a 30-day period of time, and not a week, and not a year. Once again, because the Pasuk said, Amlos Hayomim. And Yomim is the unit of time that we use in counting toward a month. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.